following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
What's wrong with Rush?
You want to sit through those 30-minute songs?
You've never seen New Edition either. You want to go roll in and see them?
You never saw Gore, did you?
I didn't like Gore or New Edition. Good Lord.
But you don't like the 30-minute song, do you?
You
want to sit through 30 minutes of "There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees." Trouble with the people.
This is Bill Guerin of the Dallas Stars. Happy holidays.
This is Marty Turco of the Dallas Stars. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is Rob DeMille of the Dallas Stars, wishing all P1s happy holidays.
This is Steve Ott of the Dallas Stars. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is Sue Barnes of the Dallas Stars. Happy holidays.
The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
How much would you pay to have a tour of the Playboy Mansion?
$10?
$15?
I got 20, so we'll start there. How much does it cost?
There was an auction. You get a stretch limo ride with Hef, along with an exclusive tour of the mansion and two tickets to an invitation-only New Year's Eve party.
I've got $20.
$100. No, you're both short.
$50,000.
$77,000.
Good God.
On eBay?
It doesn't say.
But see, if I was rich enough to afford that
in the green sheet,
then I would be invited anyway.
Brings you buyers.
True. Well, no, that's not true.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
If you got $10 million in the bank and you can spare $77,000, you think whoever bought this has more than
$10
million?
If I was worth $10 million, I'd be in with Hef somehow. Somehow I'd worm my way into that scene.
You think?
There's no question.
Good.
You give me $10 million and I can break into his scene.
Really?
Yeah. No question. No doubt.
How?
I don't know. I don't have $10 million. Give me $10 million and I'll show you.
I'm saying, how will that allow you to break into his scene?
Just somehow I could do that.
You think you could hook up with a couple of the girls?
You give me a $10 million.
Break.
You give me a $10 million budget, and yeah, I can get in the Playboy Mansion
and hook up.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Maybe have a menage with Pinky the Monkey.
Hey. I'm not saying I can do any damage when I get in there, but
what are we talking about here?
But I could get invited to a party.
Barbara Bush and Pinky in the Grotto.
Grego high five and Pinky the Monkey is your double teaming.
It's the Hard Line. Featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Kobe Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three twenty-three is the time. 23 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is ingrained and ingrown on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is another day of 4 hours of sports and all that that implies with you. Well, it is Friday. We have a very big day ahead of us here today. A very big day. I had one of the most bizarre dreams I've ever had last night. Not to get off into dream talk, because I hate dream talk.
Bizarre dream-o?
I dreamed I was in an organization called Sports Terrorists.
And
you want to run giving, just peppering everybody with HSOs?
No, we were going to blow up Shea Stadium. And it was me, Mike Lupica, Gale Sayers, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Man.
Sports.
And Mike Lupica was
now,
trying to...
Now, why were you going
to
blow it up?
I don't know. Mike Lupica was trying to talk me into getting rid of Gale Sayers and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And I said, no, we need the black guys.
That may be the weirdest premise for a dream I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
Because Kareem would be real inconspicuous.
Right.
Okay, now being a sports terrorist, does that mean you just blew up sporting events?
Well, there was going to be nobody
in... What constitutes a sports terrorist?
There was going to be nobody in Shea Stadium when we did it.
Then why blow it up?
To make our point. And before you ask, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what point you were going to make.
I don't know.
Yikes.
Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. What is it, Kevin? You got something in there that you need to inform us of?
Yes, I brought Christmas gifts for the crew.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's funny, I bought you a kit that will allow you to turn a football into a pipe bomb, Mike. It's kind of ironic that you talked about your dream.
Certainly is.
Your gifts are in front of you. I saw this.
Is
I don't
yours?
Know.
I believe that's mine.
Yours is the big one. Yours is the heavier one there, Grego. Don't get Greg back into it yet. No, it's not food. I saw this. Crown Royal was doing a deal where you could personalize these gift bags.
Mm-hmm.
And they had real goofy ones like, way to go, Andrew, or you're a top sport, Brad. You know,
you're
goofy stuff like that.
You're a top sports terrorist?
Yeah, you're a top sports terrorist, Mike. I thought it was... I looked at that, I thought it'd be funny to put a drop that I think of with each person on the crew on there, and they give it out to the person. And then when you're old and you want to put your nuts and bolts or your condoms in there, you can use this bag after you've drank the Crown and got drunk and everything. So I sent off for this, and this is what I gave to each of you, kind of.
So we're all
the
getting the same thing here?
No,
it's all personalized.
Oh, okay.
So, Mike, if you want to go ahead and pull yours out first.
Great.
I had to change yours around a little bit. I was afraid they might not monogram yours correctly on there. Do you have it? It's the big purple thing.
Yeah, I see.
Bring out your readers there.
It says my sister's stinky bag.
My sister's stinky box. Let's see it.
And it's,
that is funny.
It's what I couldn't figure out whether it said my sister's stinky boy or my sister's stinky bye. My sister's stinky box.
Well, I didn't know if they would print that because you just never know. So
right.
To be able to get that back, that's what I had to print on there. And you'll have a chuckle every time you see that because you know what it means.
I certainly will.
I'm going to grab a couple shot glasses.
Thank you, Kevin. That's very nice. Yeah, grab a couple shot glasses.
I'm
Let's
ready.
Kill this before we're off the air today, huh?
Grego, if you want to dig into yours there.
Hammer.
I just think that, that's what it is.
Is that what it says? Yeah.
What does
I
it
just
say?
Think that.
And there's like 50 dots there. I just think that dot, dot, dot,
yeah.
dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right, let's
Wonderful, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, since we both got bottles of Crown, let's see who can finish theirs first before the show's over.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Mine.
Corby.
Says.
Florida. Snake. Cora.
Snake, Cora, Cora. Snake, Cora, Snake.
Snake, Cora.
And one of them's capitalized and one of them has an exclamation point.
Right.
So that's what I...
Snake!
Snake, Cora, Cora. Snake, Cora, Snake.
Snake!
I can only imagine the people that monogrammed these are going, what in the hell is this?
You know what? I've never heard of this before, Kevin.
Really?
Yeah, of getting these monogrammed. You get that done at like a liquor store?
No, I just sent off for it. Sent it to the company.
Okay.
And I gave Danny a pair of red Coach's shorts that he can wear at his own leisure. I also gave him a bag stuck in there somewhere.
All right, let's read mine.
And
screw
you're not-
the P1s.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of Danny's
that's funny.
Favorite drop.
Thanks, Kevin.
Screw the P1.
Because he has to field the calls and emails and stuff.
And he does hate them.
And his, and the proper got a little bigger bottle than everybody else.
They deserve
it. As it should be.
As it should be.
It's Snake, my way did you get a big world. Bottle?
No, I got a weenie bottle.
Yeah, sorry.
But I don't care.
As Visco, yours is in the F hat up there. If you want to grab yours off the ledge right there, the purple F hat. I didn't have a wrapping paper for you. And I couldn't find your drop, but...
After today's show open, it should say you're fired. Turn your mic on.
Hey, dispatcher, turn your mic on.
I got nothing.
That's what yours says?
Yes.
So that's it. That's the...
That was very nice, cool, man. Kevin.
What does yours say, Kevin?
I got a bag of nothing.
You didn't get anything?
I didn't get myself one. That's no fun.
You know, I proposed yesterday during a break that we all draw numbers for a Secret Santa, a hardline Secret Santa, but...
Kevin ruined everything.
Yeah.
Way to go, Kevin.
I'd probably just turn around and give this thing to my Secret Santa.
And you know what's great about Kevin? Is the easy way out would have been to have one of these as a bag of nothing, but he resisted the obvious.
That's right, he did. I applaud him for that.
I do too.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Kevin.
Resisted the obvious.
So drink your crown this weekend.
I've already had four or five shots.
Let's go get some Cokes and we'll do some mixers.
Yeah. All right. I'm drinking it today, man.
Because you guys are going to be out Tuesday, right? You're going to be at TCU, is that correct?
Yes.
Up that way.
Okay.
Buddy.
I didn't know if you were going to be on Monday, so I figured we'd go ahead and get it done today.
Thanks, Kev.
You're welcome.
All right, we have a very big show for everybody today. And it's going to be highlighted, and dilated by another edition of Hey America, It's Terrible, with Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Observer. Now, what is he going to do?
He's going to give us his top 10 movies of the year, plus give us a holiday movie preview, because he's seen all the Christmas releases.
All right. Excellent. At 6:30, we will have the concert calendar today. How's it looking? Is it looking sparse? It will? Okay. Might we need to take a look at perhaps some of the New Year's Eve shows that might be available to everybody? Okay, just a suggestion there. Because somebody's got to produce around here.
True.
At 6:10, Fact Spotter will come along at that time today. Your entry portal, as always, is hardline@theticket.com.
We should have a backlog of those because we've only done it twice this week.
Yeah, we should. Hopefully we will. At 5:50, we have an NFL segment where we will look at this week in the NFL. At 5:30, we'll discuss Sunday's Cowboy game with Mickey Spagnuolo. That is known as the Ranch Report. At 5:10, the Hardline 12 Days of Christmas will continue.
Well, that must be a big one. You're putting it at 5:10, Danny.
Boy, we must have something really good today.
It is Hammer. It is Mike.
At 4:50, it says, Touch on A-Rod. Okay.
I don't know.
At 4:30, Hey America, It's Terrible, 410 E! News. And we're going to start with the Little Mavericks because they've had two games in the last two nights. And we haven't given them any love yet. So we need to do that.
We'll do that next. But somebody on the crew made a very prestigious magazine. Very prestigious magazine.
Did they now?
They did. They did. Who is it? I could tell you right now.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to.
Go ahead. Come on.
No, I'm not going to tell. I mean, I could. If I wanted to, I've got the information right here. I could tell everybody right now, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to do it because that's what's known in radio business as a tease. So what I'm going to do,
Cedar.
I'm going to tell everybody that it's a very prestigious magazine. Somebody's featured. But if they want to hear it, they're going to have to wait through these commercials. That's a tease, Ron.
All right. It is 3:32 here on the ticket.